Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Yes. I would like to know whether this is a fraudulent place or not, because it said I won a Dyson vacuum and went through it, and then the last thing it says, offer limited to one person. What's that mean? I am one person.
Understood. So I can look up the account to see what you were charged for, and I can assure you we are not a fraud company. Can I start you off with getting your zip code?
93309.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Donna Gilmore.
Give me just a second. Let me locate your account for you. Still locating that account. Give me just a moment. Okay, can you spell that last name for me by any chance?
Gilmore. If there's another name of Alicia Blair included in my ordering stuff, she is my caregiver, and I'm 81 years old.
Okay, let's see. Okay, you said an alternate name could be Alicia?
Alicia, E-L-Y-S-I-A.
Just a second. Okay, and for security purposes, can you confirm your address?
1405 Corte Canalette, Bakersfield, California.
Okay, I have a different address on file. I did find an account matching your name, but with a different address located in Spokane. Let's see.
I have a second home on Boffa Way in Lake Forest Park, Washington. Is that the address?
The address I have for this is 119 East Wedgwood Avenue, apartment 308G.
That's not my address.
Okay. Let's see. I can look you up by the first six of the card that was used. First six digits of your card.
You can look me up what?
By the first six digits of the card that was used.
The card would have been that card, I presume. The one I just registered with you.
Right. So I can look up the account by the first six digits of that card number.
Okay. You don't have that?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Oh, okay. I just gave it to the thing. I thought you would. My card number is a Visa card. 4815-82. Is that what you need?
Yes. Just a second. So it's not showing up by that either. What about the last four?
1150.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Unless it's possible that I use my master, I don't know. Does it say Visa?
It doesn't specify because I don't have the account pulled up yet.
Okay.
Just a second. Okay, that East Wedgwood Avenue is the only thing that I'm seeing in the Donna Gilmore.
That's not my address.
Okay, let's see. What about your phone number?
661-203-2607.
2607?
Yes.
Okay, and this is for the 1405 Corte Canalette?
Yes.
Okay, I did find that. And you want to know what the charge is for, correct?
Well, I want to know. It said it could not qualify me because it was only for one person. And I wanted to know why it would say that when I am only one person.
Okay. So looking here, I see here that you attempted to enter the contest back in September. Yes, September.
And it said that I qualified and I won, and then it went through getting all the information, and when it finished, it said offer limited to one person.
Okay. Because it looks like you signed up for the contest back in September of last year as well, so that could be definitely be the reason for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
Yes, so it looks like back in September of last year, you also entered the contest.
I don't understand.
What
You couldn't receive it back in September.
Yeah, I'm looking at the date here. It says September 22nd, 2021.
You're saying that because I signed up for the drawing in September that I don't qualify for now?
I can definitely look into it and confirm that for you.
Okay.
Give me just a second while I look into this. Still looking into this for you. Give me just a few more seconds.
Thank you.
Still looking into this, just bear with me. Hi, so what we would recommend is for you to read the terms and conditions and see if there's another payment method you can use to enter the contest.
Okay, but did you already charge that one?
Well, the only one I see is from September 2021. So you've also, so the order actually went through when you entered the contest today?
One went through already? A charge went through today?
Okay, so we're not exactly sure what that error message means. We would definitely recommend using a different payment method, though, but the only one that we see that went through is the one from September of 2021.
So you want me to give you another charge card?
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, if this doesn't, if any charges more than a $5 charge goes through, it's going to be a problem. And Dyson will be hearing about them being involved in a scam for sure.
No, ma'am, I can assure you it's not a scam. Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what we would recommend because we would not know why it would give you that error message.
So you can't, it won't go through and you don't know why I got that message.
I can certainly do a little bit more research, but at the moment we don't know why. Let me do a little more research for you.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, so just to answer the question, because the system recognizes that you have entered this contest before back in September of 2021, it will not let you submit another contest entry under that same information. So again, what we recommend is you change the information up, maybe change your payment method or your address, and you should be able to enter the contest then.
So, well, I'm not very happy at all about you sending that out to everyone who purchased a Dyson, and then that is a scam to charge everybody a $5 fee.
Yes, I can assure you it is not a scam. It was just
I will check into it because I have been scammed quite a bit, so I'll definitely run it through.
Okay, no problem. I completely understand.
I mean, if you charge everybody who bought a Dyson with a $5 fee, that's a nice scam.
Yes, I understand.
So if you're comfortable with that, I will be doing that.
Okay. Looking comfortable with you looking into it?
No, turning it in as a scam.
Well, it's not a scam. It's just one entry per household.
Well,
and the system shows.
I don't believe that. I think that everybody's being charged $5. And that's a scam.
Yes, that's the entry ticket. Okay, was there anything else I can do to assist you today?
No, I'll be happy to. Have them look into it for me.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.